Think you know who the Patriots will draft next? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email your picks to webradio at patriots.com. Now, back to Fred and the boys live from Gillette Stadium.
508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Webradio at patriots.com is the way to email us. We're awaiting the Patriots pick in the third round. We're about five picks away from that, so 7 minutes. No, it's only 5 minutes per pick in the third round, so, you know, about 20 minutes or so. Been going pretty quick, though, which is nice. Guys, so everybody's in lockstep. We all love what the Patriots have been doing so far.
Yes, Fred, we love it.
Okay.
I'm okay with it.
I saw, and I, this is kind of how I was thinking of him, Chris Price from WEEI.com.
We're talking just, Dobson here?
Yes, Dobson, sorry.
Yeah.
Contacted his high school coach, and he was talking about comparing him to Anquan Boldin. You know, as a bigger possession playmaking receiver. Now, obviously, Boldin wasn't what he is now earlier in his career, but he's always been a little slower. Not the speed burner down the field, not the super athletic, a little more strength than he was, speed and athleticism and all that. So he's an outside guy. He can make some plays. I think he's going to have some versatility, but he's not that field stretcher that I was kind of.
If you had
for.
To go back in time and re-rate Keyshawn Johnson, how would you rate him?
Certainly not the number one overall pick.
No, but you're also thinking of him much later in his career. He
right.
was much more dynamic earlier in his career.
Was he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the Jets.
He
sure.
turned. He was a, you know, a, later in his career, Tampa Bay and Dallas, he was a big possession receiver with, you know, more guile than athleticism. But early in his career, he was a big play guy. He could get, he could take short catches and turn them into touchdowns.
Connor in New Hampshire, I didn't exactly want Dobson, but oh well.
I hear
you. In Bill We Trust, we go for another receiver. I would want Quentin Patton or Derek Rogers. With regards to pass rushers, I would want DeMontre Moore if he were still around. Bill knows what he's doing. Go Pats.
Andy, how's Dallas Thomas?
Dallas Thomas. Why, who got him?
Miami. And Miami's the only team I'm really interested in the AFC East because I think the other two teams are just hopeless. Could he play? Could he play tackle for them?
Dallas.
Could he play left tackle?
Two years left tackle, senior year at left guard. Doesn't finish blocks. Had a torn labrum.
So no.
Gets pushed around. Decent athlete. Pulls okay. Pretty good at the second level. Not quick.
A lot of people think he's a guard. Just looking at some of the things. Mayock, Charles Davis.
Kind of sounds like what I think he is. Chris Faulk is still out there, right? Intriguing.
Well, because they, you know,
point.
The Dolphins had this big thing. You know, will they or won't they go and make the trade? You know, for what's his face, Brandon Albert, and clearly they didn't. You know, unless they're going to do it for a future pick, and now they take a tackle who kind of projects as a guard.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't really solved that problem, and I think they've done some other things. Now, listen, I think it's pretty much proven. You don't just make three or four splashy moves in free agency and become a good team. You have to do it with the draft, too. And that was a big part of it. Remember Jeff Ireland talking at the Combine? Andy, this was our plan. We wanted to have a lot of picks. We wanted to be in a position where we had money and picks. I think they've done some good things this offseason, but I think that's a big area.
Yeah.
Chandler
Jones.
They need to adjust that left tackle.
Jonathan Martin, not a good matchup for them.
And when I talk about offensive line, Fred, I do think you need to protect the passer. And if you don't have left tackle, that's a hard thing to overcome.
Steelers just took Marcus Wheaton, the wide receiver. And the pick for the Dallas Cowboys is in. So we're really getting close.
Yeah. They took my guy.
J.J. Wilcox.
So after Dallas is the Giants, Miami, and then the Patriots. So we're getting close. Daniel is in Germany.
You got to be kidding me.
He says he got
Christopher Price. Hold on. This is important.
Okay.
Christopher Price. Sounds like Dobson was close to playing basketball at Northeastern.
Uh-oh. Wait
wow.
a minute.
Unbelievable.
Hold on.
Wow.
Paul is now in love with this draft.
Well,
you got
to
write the story.
Because he didn't decide to go to the Huskies.
That's your prospect right there. You got to do it.
No, you can have him.
The fact that he was considering
have Jamie
the Huskies.
Now I'm doing the seventh round, guys.
I thought I had Jamie Collins.
Wait a minute. So I'm doing him?
That's why I went to his
prison. Is your brother coming?
No. I never got
Andy,
in touch
think
with
about
him.
What you just said.
What?
I'm doing him. Is your brother coming?
Oh, man. Daniel's in Germany. He says, I got up early to listen to the draft show. It's 3 a.m. in Germany.
Sorry.
Is Bill trying to become Miss America? Regardless if you like the picked players or not, he did exactly what the majority of fans wanted. He traded out of the first round. He selected and addressed defensive end, outside linebacker position, then the wide receiver.
Yep.
If he is now picking a cornerback safety, we might expect him to talk about world peace in a cute dress.
Can you picture him in a dress?
Let's see. Raphael says, Bill Polian just said that he sees Keenan Allen as comparable to Reggie Wayne. He would take his words for it. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Is that English?
Tony says, sorry about Honey Badger, Fred. Yeah, I kind of fell off of him, though. So I'm not really.
That's how Fred is. You know, whether it's rooting for teams or players, he flips a switch. He's on and off quickly.
That's right.
He doesn't have any loyalty like I do.
Life is too short. Let's see. Urine Stream from the Jets tweets out, Jets' newest offensive lineman, Brian Winters, on hashtag New York Jets quarterback Geno Smith and Mark Sanchez, quote, with the right weapons, they both can be dominant. Wow, there's diplomacy for you.
Hey, I still have my head on my shoulders, right?
Why do you say that?
Somebody just tweeted me an AP headline, giant floating head found in Hudson River.
Oh.
Play it.
Wow. Look, Mommy, a beach ball.
The big question along the Hudson River.
He's really playing.
What are you doing? It's just a big head.
The pick is in for the Giants at 81. So that means on deck is Miami.
Yep, and two picks away.
And the Giants, by the way, took DeMontre Moore.
Oh. Paul, your dream is dead.
It's not my dream. I think he's going to be a good player, though.
Miami's on the clock, and the Patriots are on deck. Will they move out of that pick, do you think?
Oh,
no.
No, you say they'll stay put.
Yeah.
Yeah. Barrett Jones. Those are the two needs. The guy was right from Germany. Corner, safety, or we've talked about the possibility of an interior offensive lineman. Or the double dip at wide receiver.
All right.
So I think they go Barrett Jones, Fred's guy.
I would like that. I would like that.
I would not be opposed to that. I'm not sure that either Dan Conley or I'm kind of sure that Ryan Wendell isn't, but I'm not sure either of those guys is really a legit starting pure guys.
Paul?
I didn't hear the question.
He says he's not sure that either Ryan Wendell or Dan Connolly are legit starters.
I don't think it matters.
That's what I wanted to hear.
That's what you wanted to hear. So I gave you what you wanted.
Yeah, Paul doesn't care about
thank
anything.
You.
No, I just think
if
anybody,
you're not a quarterback who can throw far or a receiver who can run fast, Paul's like, eh.
No, left tackle. You need a left tackle. Nate Solder.
Who you're not sold on.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, you are now.
Yeah.
You weren't then.
Why? You write on everything you do?
Yes.
I'm man enough to admit that I'm wrong.
I'll let you know when I am.
Okay. That's what I figured.
The Saints pick is in. That means there must have been a trade with Miami.
Jonathan Jenkins, defensive tackle, Georgia. A big old body. Patriots on the clock.
Patriots are on the clock.
What do we got?
John Jenkins went to the Saints. Okay.
What do we got?
What do you think here, guys?
I'm going to hold out hope for a double dip wide receiver.
All right, and who would it be?
I don't really care.
Andy,
anybody
while he's
left.
Thinking.
Wide receiver? You want
a
double dip?
I want a double dip wide
Quentin
receiver.
Patton.
Quentin Patton.
I would take
intriguing.
That. I would take
I
that.
I would definitely take that.
Who's the best cornerback available?
Derrick? Is he still out there?
Derrick is still out there. This would be Derrick time.
Yeah.
Late third round?
Derrick.
What about a defensive tackle?
D-tackle. You want a D-tackle. Let me get over to the D-tackle list, Fred, of guys still available. D-tackle. Jesse Williams, right?
Yeah.
Jesse Williams is available. Brandon Williams, right?
Okay.
Right?
Well, I need you guys to make sure I'm not saying guys that have already been
What
taken.
About, did Kenny Stills go?
No, I think he's Stills there.
Oh, well done.
Hey, we just got an email, I'm sure you guys got it too, from Aaron Dobson's representatives.
Nice. I like it.
Yes.
Same.
Nah, just a press release. Let's see here.
Pick is in for the Patriots.
Mm, represented by Isaac Connor.
Oh, I thought it was Amber.
Well, that's the, I assume, the
she sounds
the assistant.
Cute. Is there a photo?
For God's sake, she sounds cute. And, Fred, can you do something about this?
No, there's nothing I can
you
do
You can
about
send
it.
Him to HR.
Yeah.
Oh, are we supposed to do some HR training thing online?
Yes.
Yeah, I already did it.
Oh, is it hard? Am I going to fail?
No, it's just boring.
Oh, how long does it take?
There are several of them. So
the Patriots have taken
Logan Ryan. I got it.
Oh, yeah?
I said that an hour ago.
Yeah, great.
So as we talked about on a podcast, going from one Rutgers corner to another.
I'm very excited about that.
The guy who took over for the Rutgers corner. And we just asked him about it on the radio show the other day.
And he loves him, right?
Yeah.
Let me see what I had for my notes on him. I don't remember.
Logan Ryan, the Patriots pick in the third round. Now, the Patriots have another one coming up. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five. Not another eight picks.
You have to say this for us.
Yep.
We correctly identified where they were going to go.
Sure.
With their picks.
Sure. Easy picks, tackles, a lot of hand fighting. Frail looking.
What?
I can't read my notes.
Look at DeMontre Moore dominating. Frail looking?
Yeah, 5'11", 191 could probably be frail looking in my notes. Nothing stands out. He got a sideways arrow. I'm going to go to Pro Football Weekly.
Tight coverage, good hands, good tackler, physical, jumps routes.
Yeah, I didn't want to make out with him like you did.
That's me.
He had 94 tackles.
I have Bill Belichick on my side.
Five for a loss, four interceptions in 2012 at Rutgers. And what division does Rutgers play in, Paul? The Big East?
Yeah, the Big East, yes.
Okay.
They're actually moving to the big, whatever they call that thing in the Midwest now.
Logan Ryan.
Big Ten. Is it still called the Big Ten?
I think so.
Steal of a pick. First thing I noticed is Pro Football Weekly said he's a top 50 pick. And we got him at what, 83. So very good value. 5'11", 191, 4'5", 40. Positives, very good size and well-built. So apparently frail was not the word I couldn't read. Uses his eyes well.
You couldn't have made a mistake.
Was that? No. Was outstanding. Asset defending the run. Supports aggressively, fights to disengage, and is a willing physical tackler. Good balance and movement, mirrors off the line, sound zone defender, understands positioning, recognizes threats, and reacts to throws. Terrific ball production. Special teams standout. High floor, Fred. Negatives, average time speed, not a quick twitch, explosive athlete. Dull hip snap and sluggish reaction quickness showed at the combine. Inelastic springs, does not elevate quickly, and is poor leaper. Loses some winnable 50-50 battles in the air. Press technique needs work. Not a shutdown man-to-man defender. Inconsistent anticipation and reactions with his back to the ball. Average recovery ability. Struggled against Arkansas wide receiver Kobe Hamilton. Summary, a better football player than Tester. Ryan is a smart, tough, well-rounded cornerback who should thrive as a number two corner in zone scheme with help over the top thanks to his read and react skills, tackling ability, and ball skills, has core special teams ability, and will appeal to teams such as the Buccaneers, Patriots, Cowboys, Texans, Vikings, and Bears.
Okay, well,
now, it
certainly
said that
the Patriots liked him.
It talked about quick twitch and stuff like that. Would you say the three-cone drill would be an indication of being good at some of that stuff, quick? And Chris Price sent out something that he killed it on three cone drill.
Everybody likes to align the Patriots with that drill.
Seventh best at the combine. Then he has a follow up, Chris. You know, my three cone obsession pays off. More on that here. But I liked him as a mid round guy. That's Logan fine. Ryan. I hate the whole special teams thing.
He's a four down player.
I'm going to come out and just say that I hate it. Because all of these guys are tremendous athletes. They can play special teams. I don't want to pick a guy because he played special teams. If he can play cornerback and we need him to play special teams, that's fine. I have no problem with that. I hate the, and he can play special teams too. He's a good gunner. Great. Put that with my guards, Fred.
All right. Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Dwight's in Alabama.
Maybe Tennessee will get some good gunners. So they'll have the
Dwight.
Best offensive line and gunners in the league.
Are you upset the Patriots haven't taken Barrett Jones too?
No, I'm kind of upset that they didn't take a trade up to get Robert Woods and go get Tyrann Mathews. That's my opinion.
Okay, you wanted Matthews.
Yes.
All right. Is that it?
You're on
hold for 20 minutes, so I want to give you a little bit more time here.
Okay, who's the next best available wide receiver that we can take.
Quentin Patton.
Quentin Patton, says Andy.
Yeah, I don't know. Where, very many others.
What was he more of a slot outside, anywhere type player?
I think he had a little versatility.
Okay.
Well, he's from a smaller school. What is he?
Louisiana Tech.
Oh, Derrick Rogers, too.
Oh, yeah, Derrick Rogers. Quentin Patton had 104 catches for 1,300 yards and 3 touchdowns. He did a good job at the Senior Bowl. He's shifty, has a little burst, good body control, tracks the ball well, good variety of routes. I think he has a little versatility of being a slot tweener also on the outside. 60204.
Just said that.
What?
Colby Hamilton, what? Another one I think that's still available.
That's the guy who raped Logan Ryan in their matchup, it said in that book.
Stedman
Didn't
Bailey.
Use the word raped, but I did.
Okay.
Kenny Stills, another guy I liked a little
Stills
bit.
Stills out there. Ryan Swope, that's another guy people wanted, right?
Texas
I hate
A&M.
Ryan Swope.
You hate everybody.
Could you see us taking a running back? Possibly?
No, not really.
Do you think we need one?
For depth, maybe.
Is that Marcus Lattimore taken yet?
No,
they haven't.
No.
No?
Can that Marcus Lattimore walk yet? No, but this is the point in the draft. We're about to cross over into, I could see them taking anything. So if you say kicker, if you said Denard Robinson, if you said almost anybody, you start to get to the point where, okay, we checked off a pass rusher, we checked off a receiver, we checked off a corner. Now we're just picking guys, athletes. I mean, we're starting to get in the range where Matthew Slater was drafted. We're starting in the range where Nate Ebner, the rugby player, was drafted.
Boy.
So
we're
starting to go in that direction. And wait till we get to those sevens.
Could you also see us making a trade with other teams for a player for a draft pick?
No.
No.
Okay.
What are you looking for at this point? You mean us trading a player?
No.
Us acquiring.
We trade a pick for a player.
So what are you thinking?
Oh, a pick for a player.
You got anybody in mind?
I thought you were going with the Ryan Mallett.
Not that I can think of, but
2 sevens
no
for Fitzgerald.
well, no, we got a third now. We could throw a third in there. Right. 3 sevens.
I can do a third, both fourths, and 1 seven for Fitzgerald.
I like it. Anything that ends with Patriots acquiring Fitzgerald, I'm all for.
Jets acquired Chris Ivory for a fourth round pick.
They've been trying to do that for a little while, huh?
Yeah, I think they wanted to give him a sixth, according to the Twitter.
So they've lost.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
guys,
no, I don't think that's likely.
Okay. Well, guys, it's nice talking to you. Hopefully I'll see you at the Atlanta game because I will be there.
Sounds
all right,
good.
Dwight. Hi. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Dwight.
As cheery that day as you are today.
Dwight's
yes.
from Alabama. Let's see.
They're not all a-holes in Alabama.
Ryan writes in, who wins fewer games next year, the Jets or the Bills?
Ooh.
That would be a good battle.
That's a good question.
Because right now, both of those teams are pretty, pretty bad.
I'm going to say the Jets, and Ryan's job is...
Tavares Jackson plays for the Bills, right?
Yeah.
He's going to be their quarterback.
Yeah.
Jets are going to lose the most games. I like Tavares Jackson. They ruined him in mini.
He stinks.
Ryan loses his job.
Strippers is saying that Logan Ryan is being compared to Dunta Robinson.
Oh.
Come on.
Well, there you go.
A little too early for that.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
Donald says Derek Rogers will be soon a Patriot.
Okay, Donald.
And Cliff says, Paul, you've really stepped on a couple of my emails tonight, including my revelry in the Jets' continual implosion because I said I was disappointed with our picks. You say, why are the fans so down on the picks, like we are being unreasonably negative?
No, I'm asking, why are we so down on the picks? I'm not being unreasonable about it. I'm asking why.
First of all, Paul thinking people are too negative, well, that's low-hanging fruit. Secondly, if you look at the draft grades of our picks, they are 8 to 20 points lower than the ones around them. Thirdly, there were a lot of big names in the second round, and I think Patriots fans thought they would get one. And when they pick people we don't know, it's a bit of a letdown.
Okay.
Finally, no one is saying we did something like take Kyle Long in the first round. It is okay. The sky is not falling. But it is reasonable to have the opinion of disagreeing with the picks. Paul, stop being so negative about our negativity.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
You guys are the best part of the draft.
Okay, thank you. But what I was legitimately asking was why. I mean, sometimes you ask a question and there's no snark to it. I know with me, I can see why people don't know that. But I was legitimately asking, why are so many people down on the picks? Fred, you were down on the pick.
Right.
Were being the operative word.
Right. In the first 20 minutes.
I said were. Right. When we picked Jamie Collins, right. Fred was very upset.
Yes.
In the 5 minutes
I don't know
that
about very upset.
The 5 minutes after that, he came around.
Yeah.
But what I was asking was why people were as upset. And, you know, he just rattled out some reasons. Now, not knowing the guy shouldn't be a reason that you'd be bad. You know, I mean, we don't know these guys like the personnel departments do. I mean, come on.
Right.
I mean, we don't know any of these guys the way they
and
do.
And the more I see of this Jamie Collins, the more,
You like. Right.
Right. Right. Tony says.
And I apologize for being positive.
This is a good move. The last pick by the Patriots is one of the best moves so far. It's good. And all of them have been good except the Dobson one. At least they're addressing positions of need instead of drafting some linebacker.
Mm-hmm. See, I agree with that. I really like Collins and Ryan. I'm not as sold on Dobson.
When we were doing all our podcasts and talking about the needs going in, we said our top three, we were all in agreement. Pass rush, corner, receiver, and whatever
you thought the best player was at one of those three positions.
And they've targeted all three of those positions. I don't think we can really complain.
Yeah, well, that's why I said you can't argue with our line of thinking heading into the draft. Now we didn't get the picks. We didn't get the specific
players,
player
right.
that they ended up taking. But we had an idea of where they were going to go.
Scott says the Big East is a terrible conference, and he did not dominate Logan Ryan.
That's accurate. The Big East is absolutely dreadful.
Just because your kid went there doesn't mean you have to pick guys from the school.
Email of the night.
I'm from New Jersey and can tell you Rutgers is not good at anything. I may not be drunk. I may be drunk, but Bill has no excuse. D. Milliner sounds like Billy Bob Thornton in Sling Blade. He might be able to read a quarterback's eyes, but I'm not sure he can read anything else. Wow, Scott's from the Jersey Shore. So, he's really upset. Let's see. And Ryan wants to know, if we haven't got to the 7th round picks by 3 p.m., will you guys stick around? Hell no.
That's what Tuesday will be for.
And if you do, at least one of my things will get moist. Well, we're not going to stick around. I'm sorry.
We're not in the business of making you moist.
And these guys have to write.
That's a sound bite right there.
Jack says, I am not down on the Patriots pick.
That a boy, Jack.
So,
Macaco.
Stop it. What is wrong with you?
Do you know his name is not that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you know?
Because nobody has that last name.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Justin from Canada, long
time
listener,
back there is hoping
emailer.
That does.
I really thought we should.
He's now doing a Google search.
Yep. Do you guys think we should have tried to pick him up, or are we better without him?
I was not enamored with making that pick.
With who? Honey Badger? Nah.
Yeah. Now, if they had rolled the dice on him and taken him, that would have been fine to me. Clearly, there's ability there. You know,
I'm not going to lose sleep over the fact
you know
that
me,
they didn't
Fred.
Get him.
I don't necessarily line up to take every, a-hole in the draft. I am willing to overlook, you know, a couple of things here and there. I think he was a little bit more extreme than I would like. But he could play. He's a playmaking type guy. I'm not sure he's big enough to compete in the NFL on, you know, and dominate the way he did. But it's going to be an interesting player to watch.
There's a pole Makakov.
Oh, for God's sake.
Lives in Arsta, Stockholm.
This is
Sweden.
Unbelievable.
It's always on his mind.
God almighty.
He's always on his mind.
Let's see. Catching people up on some picks. Redskins with the 23rd pick in the 3rd round pick, Jordan Reed.
The Aaron
Colts,
Hernandez guy, right, Andy? Jordan Reed?
The tight end, yeah.
Yeah.
The Colts picked Hugh Thornton, the guard out of Illinois.
I don't know him.
And the Seahawks picked Jordan Hill, defensive tackle out of Penn State.
Yeah, I'm not overly familiar
with him. The 49ers have just chosen someone.
Oh, yeah, Jordan Reed is the high school QB from Connecticut who went to Florida and was definitely a poor man's Hernandez.
Yeah, I was just being honest, Andy, saying I didn't know him.
The 49ers have picked Corey Lemoner from Auburn.
Oh, Lemonnier.
I like him. That's an intriguing pick to put with that defense. You know, just have him as a situational guy, sort of ride coattails the way that Alden Smith does with Justin Smith. That's an intriguing athlete to add to that defense.
You're so jealous.
So Texans are on
Corey
the clock, Lemonnier? Followed by the Broncos.
Alden Smith,
and
you got to take a rocket shot at him every time you mention him.
Your New England Patriots.
They're not.
What?
I don't know.
They're not your Patriots?
I didn't get enough sleep last night.
Let's see. Larry says, do the Jets have more quarterbacks than linemen? They're up there. I think they have like six quarterbacks on their roster.
That's
right?
Correct.
You know the old saying, if you have six quarterbacks,
you really have none.
My Husky source confirms that we did indeed offer him a scholarship. He made an official visit to NU.
Wow.
Wow.
And he spurned you.
And he didn't go there. There's a shocker.
He snubbed the Huskies.
He actually wanted to play legitimate sports somewhere.
Let's see. I already read that.
Marshall
one.
Football.
Better than Northeastern basketball.
Mm.
Yes, it is.
Mm.
We are Marshall.
It's better than Northeastern
That's
basketball.
That's true. They do have that going for them, Freddie. You're right.
Fred, he's mocking you.
No, I'm being dead serious.
They're better than, I mean, they've had multiple first-round picks. They're a legitimate school. They've developed NFL players. Northeastern does nothing.
Ooh, J.J. Barea, ho, ho, ho.
All right, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. If you haven't already, you want to download the Patriots official app for Android and Apple, New England Patriots 2013. And if you have an iPad.
I do, right here.
You want to download Patriots Football Daily, which is everything in PFW, plus everything on Patriots.com, plus Game Center. You can download full issues in iBooks. It's a great iPad app.
Nude photos of Eric?
Someone that went early in the draft, and you can talk about the size of her nipples. What was that?
Who?
Escobar?
Oh, Escobar, yeah.
Oh.
They were little compared to the rest of the Tata.
Fred, boy.
That's something I think women need to take into account.
Fred, you sounded like Tommy Heinsohn after he complains about a foul call and then they watch the replay and realize that it was a good call and he just goes,
No, but seriously, you know how they say with steroids, you take the steroids but the tendons don't get any stronger? Your muscles outgrow your tendons? If you're a woman and you're getting breast implants, you got to understand the size of your nipples and how big you can go. Because they won't go bigger.
Once again, little
the
lumpy.
Kid next to Fred is losing it.
I like breasts. I'm passionate Evidently, about San, breasts.
San Francisco and Green Bay are just going to trade every pick amongst themselves in this draft, huh?
They learned it from watching Bill.
Yeah, and Andy Reid.
So what have we got there, Paul?
Where are we now? Who's on the clock?
Well, San Francisco traded with Green Bay to get that Lemonnier.
Lemonnier.
Have we ever decided like whether name. It was actually Lemonnier?
No.
That's the proper way to pronounce it.
Lemonnier. Lemonnier.
No. You had it first time. Lemonnier.
So the Texans are on the clock.
Yes, we're getting close.
And I don't know why they haven't shown. Oh, pick is in. Pick is in. I was going to say, time should have run out by now. So the pick is in for Houston. Broncos are on the clock. Patriots are on deck. So what do we think? Double dip? Go for another wide receiver, defensive tackle. You got to pick Barrett Jones here.
I think it could be an offensive lineman. Yeah. The way you're going, an interior offensive lineman.
This is the steal of the draft if they get Barrett Jones here.
I don't know. It's between Barrett Jones and A.J. Klein.
This is the steal of the draft.
That was Bielo's guy too?
Second round pick.
For the Patriots if they get Barrett Jones with this pick. Why do you think no one else is taking Barrett Jones?
He's going where he was supposed to go. He was not supposed to. I know you think he was supposed to slip to the Patriots in the second round. He was supposed to be like a third round pick.
I think he's pretty good. I think
he is pretty good. But he's not an elite athlete. He has an elite resume. There's a difference.
Well, I mean,
the opposite of Jamie Collins, who's probably an elite athlete who does not have an elite resume.
But the guy doesn't have to be, you know, a great. He's a great lineman. You know, he's one of the best in college football last year.
Maybe. Surrounded by a lot of talent at Alabama.
True.
Talent that is already gone in this draft.
Okay, so now
named Warmack and Fluker.
Well, now you're getting somewhere. Do you think that he was, you know, a result of better guys around him?
To some degree, yes. There's a reason why a guy who's an All-American left tackle gets moved to center. Because someone else is better. Okay?
Or they just really needed him at center.
Well, that's a possibility, too. But I think you're seeing that he is a good player, but he is not an elite athlete and talent and prospect.
Okay.
Somebody's going to get a good player. You know, Paul thinks you can get a guard anywhere. He's going to be one of those guards.
You could get, you know, 10, 15 years out of his nice career. Texan selection.
Texans have selected.
It's.
Oh, by the way, Jesse Ray Anderson has taken over the announcing duties at the
who?
Podium.
Brennan Williams, tackle, North Carolina. Okay.
All right. That means the Broncos are on the clock. All right. And if they bring
one
out,
pick away.
If Randy Gratishar comes out, we'll go back to the podium.
So the Patriots looking like they're going to use all four picks tonight. Getting close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Getting close. Trader Bill.
A little late in the game to make a deal at this point. I mean, not impossible, but.
So that means they could have been close to not making deals, because anyone who watched the Patriots today inside the war room of Patriots.com may have noticed something that jumped off the whiteboard to me was they had these little grids set up for trades, and the one that they got from Minnesota was, you know, 29 was under Patriots, Minnesota, blah, 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 52, whatever the numbers were, and the other ones weren't all filled in. So it's not like they were considering five or six trades.
Right.
So, you know, maybe they haven't, you know, they were close to not getting as much action as they like in a normal draft.
Scott from the Jersey Shore, on Wednesday night, people were projecting Ryan Nassib at 8 to the Bills. He's still on the board 81 picks later. That is why the draft is both frustrating and amazing.
And didn't, correct me if I'm right, didn't Gruden say he was his favorite quarterback, Nassib?
Somebody said that, yeah.
What about that position here?
Maybe his father.
I was going to say Mr. and Mrs. Nassib.
For New England.
I don't see it.
The quarterback?
Yeah.
Barkley? Nassib?
Why not?
Well, that's what I asked before.
Glennon's gone, right?
Yes. Yeah. I got to think there's a player that
he
they
went
might
to
be able to
Tampa
use.
Bay.
And I'm going to Tyler Wilson.
Pick is in for Denver.
Is he available?
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I don't think you can.
I did.
Was it Tyler Bray
Excuse
you didn't like?
Me. Tyler Bray blows.
No. I don't think you can calculate how much damage Buffalo sliding down and taking a different quarterback did to Ryan Nassib. With his college coach, who knows him as well as anybody, thought somebody else was worthy of that pick and not him. I mean, don't you think that at least a little bit subconsciously that resonates throughout the league?
Could be.
Now, clearly, if you think he's that good, you pick him. I mean, right. I'm not saying that you let that be your sole. But if you're on the fence and his own coach didn't want him.
Yep. Good point, Paul.
Broncos take Kayvon Webster, cornerback.
We're officially to the point of the draft where I am a little bit lost.
Never heard of him? I don't recall.
Never heard of Billy Bear?
Patriots are on the clock. Ryan writes in, if Sanchez is a post-June 1st release, as Schefter is reporting, should the Patriots think about picking him up? I'd rather have him than Mallett, and he has a no-effect clause with the Jets, meaning the Patriots can get him for the minimum.
I don't think it's as laughable as these guys do.
I don't either.
I do.
I would take him as a backup.
He can't play.
He can win you a game or two. He can do it. I would take him as a backup.
All I've heard for 4 years is how bad this guy is, and now everybody wants to pick. Not everybody, yeah, but no. Now people are talking about picking him up.
I would take him as a backup. Paul.
Why? He can't play.
I think he's better than
Ryan
Mallett.
Can he win you a football game? Yes, he's done it. He's won playoff games.
I didn't say you could not possibly win a game with him playing quarterback.
But
why are you saying that you can't win with anybody else? I know he's not good. I've seen him play.
I think he'd be one of the best backups in the NFL.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Why?
He can't be a starter. You know, he is the worst starter in the NFL, but he'd be the best backup.
Well, that can be
because
true.
A backup.
Come on.
Paul, it's not the same job.
It's so unbelievable. You did nothing but torture this guy.
Yes, we got it.
You got me late in the show. You've done nothing but kill this guy for 4 years and tell me how pathetic he is, and now you want him as your backup.
Well, you know, I say that he was also a victim of being a Jet. And
once you're a Jet, you're a Jet.
You know,
play like a Jet.
I do think that he was
a goddamn snap.
Put in a no-win situation over there. That whole franchise is ridiculous. I think he's better than what he's shown at the Jets. I do. I really do.
Listen, do I think that he's as bad as he's played last year? No, he's not. I saw him play and have some success, but I don't know why you would want that train wreck. I don't know why you would want that. I think you can get a backup like him anywhere.
I don't think so. You know,
who would you say would be comparable?
I'd rather have Matt Cassel back.
Oh, I would too.
Than him.
I would too.
Sure.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't mind
Matt.
I'd put them about the same.
I understand that.
Yeah,
I understand that. But you know,
he's going to be starting in Minnesota pretty soon.
Throw into Cord Arrell.
Patriots are on the clock.
Shouldn't be. Shouldn't the 5 minutes be up? Feel like we've been on the clock
it
forever.
Seems like that, yeah. I'm
probably trading down to get an extra seventh.
God, I hope not.
How come they don't do the little clock on the TV coverage anymore either?
Pick
the countdown clock.
Jesse Williams still available. Belo's first round pick still available. Belo's second round pick still available.
That was Andy's head.
No, I just think that's funny. Belo picked two guys in the first and second round that you can have late in the third.
Web radio at Patriots.com.
Belo wanted him at 29 and 59, and here we are at 91.
298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. The Patriots pick is in, number 91, round three. And the pick is, well, we don't know because NFL Network's at commercial. So they should just put the name up anyway. They've got the lower third going. Just put the name up.
Oh, yeah, they do. Why don't they just put the name
it's
up?
It's just infuriating. It really is.
Well, why don't you bring this up? Don't you go to meetings with these people? Aren't you in, like, fancy
no.
meetings at some fancy?
I'm out of the loop.
I liked it better when you were in the loop.
Get back in the loop.
No.
He doesn't fit in the loop anymore.
He's loopy.
He doesn't fit in the loop.
Well, if the loop's a hula hoop, I don't.
You call that a belt.
Oh. Playing the role of Rodney Dangerfield.
Harmon?
We are at that punching
Is there
point.
A Harmon? Oh, yeah. Who's Harmon?
Harmon. Mark Harmon used to play quarterback for UCLA. He's an actor now.
Uh-oh. He plays quarterback for UCLA?
Yes.
Michael Silver tweeted, Tigers' old swing coach shares a surname with new Pat's pick. And I'm thinking he was talking about Butch Harmon.
Patriots have picked a running back?
But I don't know who Harmon is.
Harmon? How do you think it's a running back?
Oh, I'm showing a running back.
It's Andy Lacy.
Oh. My God, Fred. Jesus.
Idiot. I don't know a Harmon. Let me look. That doesn't ring a bell.
Didn't ring a bell to me either.
Harmon. Harmon Killebrew.
Maybe there's another swing coach. I don't know. I was thinking Butch Harmon for Tigers swing coach.
They have had Patriots pick is in up on the TV literally for 3 minutes.
There's got to be almost
and
another
pick.
And
they refuse to tell us who it is. It's unbelievable.
You know, I'm not as angry as you are.
No.
All right, here it is. No, it isn't. They just won't put it up.
It is funny. The Patriots must be a little bit different because they don't seem to tweet them as quickly. The Patriots picks is everybody else's.
Yeah, we got no pick here. What is it?
This is crazy.
This is crazy.
I'm about to drop an F-bomb. I'm about to drop an F-bomb.
At who?
Here
comes
go.
Ray Anderson.
A little pick earlier.
He was caught in the men's room, apparently.
He was Ray Anderson.
He had the pulled pork.
With the 91st pick in the 2013 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Daron Harmon, safety, Rutgers.
Rutgers player?
I'm sick of the effing Rutgers players.
All right, now you have free license to kill this.
That's
now they're just mailing it in.
Yeah.
Now they're not even trying.
Yeah. That's just patronage.
I don't know who that is. Wow. I'm not going to rip the pick. I don't know him.
I did have him on my big board, but we didn't watch him. I didn't see him. Okay, let's go to...
He just got bowled over.
I like Shamarco Thomas, if you were going to take a safety there, from Syracuse. He was
Harmon.
All right. He plays 6 foot. Play special teams, guys.
Great. Just what we need.
He is not in...
He's not in any of these, is he?
Any...
Anytime you can get multiple players from a team in the worst conference in the... Yep. The BCS, you got to take it.
And we didn't even
get another guy who probably was never going to get drafted.
But we didn't even get the guy that was on this team that was the two-time defensive player of the year in the Big East.
Kasim Green?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still available, right? Look at that. They could have double-dipped at that position.
Yeah.
Where is this guy?
Wow.
He was...
Not invited to the combine.
Well, the... Pro Football Weekly had 20 strong safeties listed, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, no, they're in alphabetical order after that.
Tom Curran.
Sorry.
And here's the guy not in my draft book. Awesome.
Yeah, there's, like, absolutely nothing on Daron Harmon here. I'm going to go to my can't-miss
site. Arlatz has him, but they don't have a write-up on him.
Yeah, no, they have him listed in here with no grade.
6 foot
crap.
Tall, 198 pounds, ran a 4.5.
I'll go to NFL Draft Scout. They have everybody. And if they don't have him, we quit.
It's funny. Jeff Howe said that he wasn't at the Combine. Shalice Manza-Young just tweeted, was told at Combine they really liked him. A lot of things are said at Combine. This one was true. Now, it doesn't necessarily say that he was at the Combine.
Just people at the Combine liked him. Yeah.
Easy, Andy. Stedman Bailey.
I've heard of him.
Just got picked.
He was. How come my NFL draft scout's not working?
By the Rams. So the Rams have that pick for Atlanta then?
Wow, I can't believe they picked this guy over Barrett Jones.
Will you stop it with the Barrett Jones?
So we're not excited about this pick.
I don't know this pick.
I cannot be not excited. I'd never heard of him.
Did they change the NFL draft scout site? What happened on the part I liked? Prospect search. Harmon.
Patriots.
Can't wait for the seventh round picks.
Greg Bedard, Rutgers alum. Even I barely know who this guy is.
He, according to an NFL draft scout, was the 16th ranked strong safety out of Rutgers. 6 foot, 196 pound, 4.55 40, and absolutely no other information on him.
All right, well. That's the Patriots' final pick.
Sorry.
In the third round.
The Dolphins have traded to this pick.
So, looking ahead to tomorrow, the Patriots have a...
we'll be drafting high school players tomorrow.
They have a relatively high pick in the fourth round. It is the fifth pick in the fourth round. So, I don't know who's left on Rutgers that they could...
Well, the players of the year.
That's a player
team
green.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the guy that...
Eric, go ahead.
Devin was gushing about
it. I think you want to rant a little. You should. You should want to rant.
I sure do.
Wow. Can I step in before you go on your rant,
go ahead.
Eric?
Yeah.
Mayock, who, as we all know, is well known for finding the positive in every pick the Patriots make, Mayock called Harmon a priority free agent who could go as high as the sixth or seventh round, according to Mark via Twitter, who sent that in to me.
Which
and
was
all of us.
That was going to be my rant. I mean, why bother waiting to sign these guys as undrafted free agents when you can scoop them up in the draft?
And give them bonus money.
But no, this is purely, hey, shout, I'm doing a favor to Rutgers. That's all this is.
Why do they need to do favors to Rutgers?
You don't do favors in the third round. You do them in the seventh round.
Because they put his son on varsity as a walk-on.
But you
Greg Schiano doesn't work there anymore.
He gave him a job. The school gave him a job. It helps the school to get guys drafted. And so he's helping the school. That's all he's doing.
But you can draft him in the seventh round and help the school.
I know, but
not the third.
You can sign him as a free agent and help the school.
You help the school more, and Belichick obviously doesn't care about the rest of the guys on the board. He thinks they all stink, obviously. So
do you really believe this?
So you came around to my line of thinking from last night.
Right now I do, because, I mean, why else pick this guy?
So then you must be mad that they made that trade down then. Why we need extra picks?
Well, don't you think there's a chance we're going to find out that he's, the best gunner in college football or the
absolutely.
Best?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's going to be something. That's what they're going to sell us on. He may have, once ran a fake punt and they liked it. There's going to be something that they sell us on. And you'll sell us on it tomorrow after you talk to some sources and get a rundown.
Give him time. We have 20 minutes. He'll come around.
I don't know. Rutgers.
Matt Barkley hasn't been drafted yet. And this guy, what's his name? Darren Harmon? No.
Duran.
How do you spell it?
D-U-R-O-N.
Duran.
Duran.
I think they said Duran when they
we want to stop Duran. How do you spell it?
D-U-R-O-N.
I really can't find any much on him.
Uh-oh.
Got pictures.
I just lost my internet connection.
That's not good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Luckily, the show's almost over.
Oh, it just came back.
Oh, he looks like Matthew Slater. Harmon has shown high character in his time at Rutgers. He has looked as a leader, community, competition. One of the top safeties in the Big East Conference of 2011, starting every game Rutgers 9-4 season that ended in the Pinstripe Bowl. 49 tackles, 5 interceptions. All Big East first team in 11. Harmon has been named a preseason All Big East pick by Athlon and Phil Steele. What did he do in 12? Why am I reading about 11? He got a senior class award from somebody.
Great. Lucas says, laugh out loud. Keith says, I'm done. Here we go again. Jag defensive backs in the third round that will not sniff the field. This was the best player available?
Nope. Nope, it was not.
Last year he had 0 sacks, 0 forced fumbles, 0 interceptions.
But he did hit 5 foul balls.
Oh, wait, no, he had 1 interception.
Andrew says, Duran Harmon was listed on NFL website as a center. There's your lineman, Fred.
Was he really?
I guess briefly.
Briefly. That's about how long he's
going
to spend.
Dan the
Byman
says, what the F's going on with the audio? It goes in and out. No, that's just us
kind of running out of gas.
Checking out here.
Yeah, just like the Patriots.
CBSSports.com NFL had a draft prospects ranking, and he was 431.
Well,
he's from Magnolia, Delaware.
Oh, okay.
What is this? So?
Oh, and, okay. And, 2000. And there it is.
Yeah, and there it is. Right?
2000. Well, he was on the All Big East first team the last 2 years. He started all 13 games at safety in 2012, collecting 50 tackles and 7 pass breakups. One of 10 finalists for the ARA Sportsmanship Award, so he's a nice guy. 10 finalists for the Senior Class Award, CLASS, all in caps, so it's a class thing. One of 50 semifinalists of the NCAA FBS level National Scholar Athlete. The guy's just a damn good guy.
Yeah.
Career best, 2 pass breakups in win, snag, blah, blah. He's a 2-time All Big East player. So
14.
Okay.
And he had
would have been a phenomenal free agent
he
signing.
Started 26 of 26 games played the last 2 years, totaling 99 tackles, 4 for a loss. He had a fumble recovery, and he had 5 interceptions in 11, only one last year. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Okay, but he had no injury in 2012. That
no, he played all started all 13 games each of the last 2 years.
That's right. So
and he played in 50 games at Rutgers, obviously a program that produces NFL players, according to Bill Belichick. They do what they're supposed to. If Bill's on his point, he always says, no matter where you take them, they're ready to perform for you. And so this guy's a worthy third-round pick, according to Bill's own kind of analysis
of players. You know,
maybe
they feel he's as good as Patrick Chung, who's gone, and, you know.
Justin Francis is very excited.
Well, of course. They're signing all boys.
And Shalise does say that she didn't say that he was at the combine. She just said that someone talked about him at the combine.
Yeah, it was probably Little Belichick.
Probably Logan Ryan.
No. Probably Field Yates.
Let's see. Tim says, maybe the Steelers will do a Sanders for Harmon trade. I bet he's going to be a great practice player. I'm looking at you, Jake Beckett.
Well, there is no doubt we're going to walk away from our interaction with him saying,
nice
just
kid.
A good
yeah.
guy. I'm rooting for him.
Sure.
Because everything you read about him is good. I bet he's a hard worker. I bet he's well-spoken, thoughtful. Mm-hmm. The question is, can he play? You know, do you want him to marry your daughter, or do you want him to... I don't know what that
is. Yeah, you don't know. Tom says...
or do what to your daughter?
I am so
knock
done.
Knock her up? I don't know.
Tom says, I am so done. Take a free agent in the third round.
That doesn't...
Wait, whoa, why are you surprised? They do this every year.
yes, yeah, we're going to get Eric Lee in the show.
I mean, this is what now? The 10th year in a row they've taken a guy who shouldn't... At least one guy who shouldn't have been drafted. And they've got way more picks to come, so you know there's going to be at least 2 or 3 more of these guys that shouldn't be
well,
drafted.
Well, that's what Ryan's saying. He says, guys, I've heard this before. Last year, in fact, Tavon Wilson worked out fine. Solid rookie year.
No. Didn't work out fine. Did not work out fine.
That did not work out fine.
Didn't work out fine.
I mean, maybe he'll be a good player, but last year was not a good rookie year.
He had some playing time early, got exposed against Seattle, and then never saw the field again, as he shouldn't have, because he was terrible.
Mark says, I have to start watching more Rutgers football games.
Brandon Williams just got drafted by Baltimore. He is the son of Brent Williams, former Patriot.
And he wanted to play here.
Is that the end of the third round?
There's 3 picks left. Oh. 3. Comps.
Dave in Philippines says, well, just like all of you, I'm struggling to figure out why we would make this pick. Is there any small bit of merit at all in the idea that a safety and a corner who had already played together in college would gel into a more cohesive unit based on familiarity? I know it's a stretch, but what the F is going on here? Dave in the Philippines.
I love when we end on this stuff.
It's as good a stretch as any, though. I mean,
yeah,
who knows?
You know what? I like it.
In all seriousness, Kasim Green is saying,
"You got to be kidding
WTF."
Me. Yeah,
I was the 2-time Big East Defensive Player of the Year, and this guy's going in the third round.
Yeah,
it's embarrassing. According to Aaron Schatz, Patriots had the first player that didn't have a draft grade in the NFL.com.
No surprise whatsoever.
World of
they love doing that
on the Ace
just to show they can.
Yeah,
right?
On the Ace Ticket Hotline,
we know more than you. Yeah. We scout more than you.
James is in New Jersey. Maybe he has some insight on Rutgers. Hey, James.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
What's up?
So we're sitting here watching the NFL draft with my dad and brother today, and he has the NFL Network app running. And when they pick that safety out of Rutgers, it usually shows up a picture and the guy's name. It shows up a grayed out picture and unknown player.
No avatar, no stats,
no bio. Guy.
Player goes here and would look like this.
Yeah, so the NFL Network had no idea who the guy is. So,
yep, you know, that was the same thing.
I think he'll be defensive rookie of the year, all pro. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah. But, James, you're from New Jersey, so how close are you to Rutgers, and have you ever heard of this guy?
No.
Okay, all right. Well,
it's all funny. That's the guy to share the news.
Thank you, James.
Thanks, James. But, I mean...
But he did start every game.
He started every game for 2 years and was all Big East for 2 years.
Right.
I mean, I know we mock the Big East, but it is a football conference. It's not like he played at Southern South Dakota, East Missouri State.
And it's where we got Chandler Jones out of, the Big East, you know, so...
Dude, who said Jesus? Who just said Jesus? I heard it.
Weren't they in the Big 12 already at that point?
No.
No?
Rutgers is the Big East. And they're
Syracuse.
Oh, no, they're in the Big East, too. But
I thought they were playing Big 12 now. Or Big 10.
No, they're going to the ACC.
Big 12, but they're still Big 10, ACC.
But they're big in the Big East.
In Pac-12? Football?
Yeah. Oh.
NESCAC.
But, you know.
Sorry.
You can't get around the fact that there's like 500 people that they rank, and he wasn't one of them.
It's worked out before. I can't doubt him. It always works out.
What has worked out?
Nick says he's got a theory. Okay.
Who else would you rather be? What other team would you rather be, Paul?
Nick has
the Super Bowl.
Stop yelling at me, Fred.
With all this, we'd still rather be the Patriots. Nick's theory is that Bill listens to the show. He loves to hear you all freak out when he drafts like this.
Imagine if that was pumped through in the war room.
I'm not freaking out. I don't know the guy. I can't freak out over someone I don't know.
No, there's a reason you don't know him.
Wyatt says the draft really is horrible for us, but it seems we always get a starter in the late rounds.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a good thing.
And is that always true?
Just because he starts doesn't mean he should be starting.
See, that's that's actually
that
a great
very Andy-like.
That's Andy-like right
that
there.
That was very Andy-like.
But that's a great point.
There are starters and guys who start.
I mean, what's that?
I don't know. Everybody's vibrating somewhere.
Mark Whoa, says, why
wasn't
was
me now?
Why wasn't me.
Why wasn't there a camera set up at the Harmon household? Oh, it was scheduled to arrive tomorrow.
I don't think it was
ever scheduled to arrive.
It was scheduled for the local news at Rutgers to do a story about undrafted Mark Harmon
exactly.
that picked up.
Yeah,
Mark Harmon. Duran.
It's one of those that you look on the Rutgers website and it says,
no picture, no information.
Logan Ryan drafted in... what's this guy's name? Daron Harmon signed as free agent.
But could it also be, you know, honestly, just the fact that Rutgers doesn't get much love amongst these books and things?
If a guy is that good, he gets put in the book.
Well, wait a minute.
Why would
all Big East 2 years in a row?
Why would like Missouri Southern get love and Rutgers doesn't?
Because of where it is in the country.
That's the dumbest thing.
What are you talking about?
You know.
No, I don't. About?
New Jersey isn't a hotbed for, you know,
but Rutgers is.
No, it isn't. Really?
You've been on this kick for 10 years. At some point, you're going to give it up. Some point, you're going to have to just say you were wrong.
About Rutgers?
Yes.
How many Rutgers guys are there in the NFL right now, Fred?
There's probably as many.
Yeah, they're all on the Patriots.
No.
God.
Kenny Britt, Tiquan Underwood. Some others?
Yeah. Keep going.
Ray Rice. Ray Rice. Brian Leonard. Some others.
Jacob says, well, it seems like we love us some Jag QBs. Do you think we have a chance on Quentin Patton tomorrow early in the draft?
No, because we've heard of him.
Exactly.
I beat you to
yeah,
it.
You did, you bastard.
John in L.A. says, this pick pissed me off a few years ago when it was Matthew Slater in the fifth. That worked
or
out
Nate fun. Ebner last year and
that
Jeremy
worked out
Ebert
fine,
last
I guess.
Year.
I try not to judge this too harshly, but this pick feels like finger at the draft.
This isn't the same as those. Those guys were later.
Yeah,
a third-round pick.
Well, I know. Tavon Wilson. Then.
Yeah, but
right. That's the comparison.
Yeah, but in this draft, the third round is like the fifth round in a good draft.
So then why did we trade down to get so many picks late in the draft?
Thank you. You guys all come around sooner or later.
What do you mean you guys? I was on your – I was
used
with you.
No, when I was trying to explain like the dichotomy of the trade.
Time.
You just didn't understand the math.
No, that was the difference.
I was assuming there would be no.
Those are two separate issues here. My inability to
I don't understand it. 2 + 2 = 4, but 5 + 1 = 6.
My utter inability to add was a different issue for me at that time than my questioning is to the differing opinions. At the beginning of the night, it was a terrible draft, and at the end of the night, we traded down and got more picks, and that was value.
Are the Texans the only team with a war auditorium?
Yeah, seriously.
There's like 35 people in that room.
Evidently, the Atlanta Falcons had like 40 people in their draft room.
I like that, because that's what's-his-name's quote, remember, from the book?
Okay, conference call coming up.
Andy, why don't you go and get that one if you want that one?
Anyway, John in L.A. to continue says, it used to be we'd find diamonds in the rough late. Now we're pissing away picks in the third round. It's crazy.
Well, that's my point. You wasted them with Matthew Slater. The wasting gets earlier. If this is a waste, I'm sorry, it seems like a waste. I know it won't be a waste tomorrow when I talk to you and Mike Reese writes about it and we'll get Bill Belichick's, but it seems a little bit of a waste.
Is there anything to be said about being all Big East 2 years in a row?
Okay, let's even look at it at need.
I actually look at that as a negative. It's a bad conference.
Okay, that's fine.
No, but even
so, the answer is no.
Dan Klecko was the Big East Defensive Player of the Year. He couldn't play.
No, so but that's the answer.
But
so,
even go
so
beyond
being
that,
all Big East doesn't mean
who gives
anything.
A rat's ass. Move on past that. What's the need? If you tell me he's a great special teamer, well, didn't we draft Nate Ebner because he was a great special teamer?
Right.
To be the Jag last year.
Now I don't
we
know.
We have Adrian Wilson. If you tell me, okay, he's a safety. We're going to play him at safety. We think he's underrated. Well, so are you giving up on the guy you sold me on underrated last year, Tavon Wilson, who shouldn't have been drafted in the second round? Or is Adrian Wilson not playing? Or is the other guy from Rutgers? I mean, where did you F up? How does this pick make sense? How do you explain this to me in a way that doesn't say you made a major F up somewhere else, whether it's Gregory, whether it's Wilson, whether it's Wilson, whether it's Ebner? Tell me where this pick fits as a third-round pick.
Right, as a third-round pick. I see what you're saying. If it was later, you need
oh,
you
if
need
you just
depth.
Threw a camp
right.
body out there, fine.
Right, right.
I'm sorry, I don't start to, well, maybe they do. Jake Beckett was a third-round pick, and he didn't play a damn down.
But I don't think they expected him just to be a camp body.
Right. This pick makes no sense to me. The more I talk about it and sort of voice this out, yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. I don't see how he fits on either special teams or...
Well, is this what John in L.A. says, a middle finger to the draft by Bill Belichick?
Well, then the middle finger should have actually not been trading down. Because could you get a bigger middle finger than taking extra picks?
Somebody has already created a Daron Harmon Wikipedia page. It says, Daron Harmon is an American football safety for the New England Patriots of the National Football League. Nobody knows who he is.
Brian from Brighton says, seeing as McCourty turned out to be such a stellar cornerback out of Rutgers for us, and we drafted a cornerback and safety from Rutgers, does this
probably
mean we'll have three
we
Rutgers safeties by the end of the year at best?
Right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Nobody's listening.
Well, I'm trying to make sure we don't miss the conference call, Fred. I'm sorry.
Yeah, those conference calls are kind of irrelevant. No offense to anybody who's standing up to go to them. But
I agree.
Anything but, you get out of these guys, the good double dip for that is you get the one coach.
Well, as Jeff Howe says, Logan Ryan is going to be on the conference call. Maybe he can tell us who Daron Harmon is.
It'd be great if he says who.
Who? He's the kid. I think he was the team manager.
He got picked?
Yeah, Logan, don't be so.
I'm just kidding. I don't know who this guy is before I get attacked.
Cliff says, OMG, we pick Harmon with Barrett Jones, Jesse Williams, and others still on the board at this rate. Our 6th and 7th round picks will be vacated. Because Belichick in the war room just went home. I wish we would have just picked a dynamic wideout with that first round pick, not traded, then called it a draft. Sounds like you guys are getting negative about our draft picks. About this one.
Yeah, certainly about this one.
I have no problems with Logan Ryan, and I had I really liked the Collins pick, actually. I think I'm probably the highest out of all of us on that one.
Wyatt says there's only one big name player left in the draft, and if we're wasting picks, let's draft Leon Sandcastle.
It's not funny.
Edelman can play defensive back. Maybe Duran can play wide receiver, says Tim.
No, but... Like, Fred, you keep saying he was all Big East. Totally
my question
Barrett Jones was an All-American.
My question, does that mean anything?
No, because Barrett Jones was an All-American.
Well, I think that
twice.
I think that does mean something in the SEC.
Okay, so why is this pick better than Barrett Jones?
I didn't say
a place where I think you could argue.
I don't
you
think
even
it is.
Okay,
I don't think it is. But
so I want you on the record. It's a bad pick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tomorrow too. It's going to still be a bad pick.
Right now. but no.
On Saturday night. I mean, Friday night is a bad pick.
And we're done.
I would much rather say have Barrett Jones in this pick.
That was the last pick of the round.
Correct.
Oh, man, I got to get to work.
And that's worked out perfectly, didn't it?
Yes.
And do I have to write?
Timing is everything.
It is 10:30, and that's going to be it for this show. We're going to have to digest these picks.
And for Fred, that means talk to people who will tell them why this was a good pick.
Exactly. I'm going to find out some information. I'm going to do a little journalistic reporting.
Well, is it called information, or is it more propaganda?
I like the athlete, and I like the positions.
All right. That's
not
Paul's
sure about
take.
Not sure about the safety.
And that's the only take we
you're
need.
You're not sure.
All right, guys.
Not sure.
We will be on air tomorrow.
No, I don't like
so
that.
You're sure it's
I
a bad pick.
I don't like the
say
pick.
It. Don't be wishy-washy.
I don't
it's
like
a
the
terrible pick.
I do not
We're
like the
pick. We're going to be on the air tomorrow at noon. We'll see you then.
Bye.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.